welcome you back to the Pumps and Systems Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Champlin, managing editor of Pumps and Systems Magazine. In this episode, we'll speak with Alexandra Gunderson, a data scientist of Arundo Analytics. And to let everybody know, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, and SoundCloud. You can find us on pumpsandsystems.com/podcast. Please share with a friend. Today, we'll speak with Alexandra about unstructured data and how it relates to pumps and pumping technology. And Alexandra, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been with the company.
Yeah, so I'm a data scientist. I work in our also office, like you mentioned. I've been at Arundo for 2.5 years. Which is quite a long time when you consider Arundo's young age. Prior to joining Arundo, I worked as a mechanical analysis engineer in the oil and gas industry.
We've had some articles on pumpsandsystems.com from Arundo Analytics, and we've hosted a webinar. Tell us a little bit about the company, just briefly, because it is such a new company.
Yeah, so Arundo is a software company. We're focused on enabling advanced analytics for what we call the asset-heavy industries. So these are industries that include oil and gas, maritime, and, of course, the pumping industries. So industries that have really complex equipment with lots of sensors.
First off, what kinds of unstructured data might a facility or business that deploys pumps and pumping technology be faced with? And what have the traditional approaches been to dealing with that unstructured data? And do you have any examples for that?
Yes. So if I try and group those, there's a lot of unstructured data. But if I try and group them into just three categories, then the first one that I can think of is event data. So event data would describe things like the maintenance logs, so when maintenance was performed, or failure notifications, so when failures occurred and when they were fixed. And traditionally, that is a person that goes in when something has happened, a failure, for example, that might trigger a maintenance event. And then an engineer would go in and they would fill in more context around that event, why it happened, what was done to fix it, when it happened, the failure mode, et cetera. So it might be considered actually traditionally to be a structured data set. But what we find is that it is actually very unstructured, because people don't like to fill in these types of forms. There can be 10 to 100 different fields for them to fill in. So typically the engineer would rather just take the easiest approach, which is just to fill in the description or long text with sentences, the way humans communicate about what they observe and why, because that is typically a little bit more context-rich than trying to fit it into one of 10 categories. The second type of unstructured data that we come across is images. So data like process and instrumentation diagrams. So these are diagrams that contain information about sensors, equipment, and how they relate to each other. And since some of the plants that we work with come from decades ago, These diagrams aren't available to us in a very digital-friendly way. So we have to use, typically it's people that look at these diagrams to try and extract some information about it. If you'd like to understand what sensors are on a pump, you need to have a person go and look at that drawing in order to say what are the sensors. And the third source of unstructured data would be audio data. So audio data, typically a person is just going through the factory or the plant floor to listen for abnormal sounds. And you could get garner a lot of information from that audio data if you were able to record it and apply advanced technology like machine learning on it.
So Alexandra, what limitations or barriers does unstructured data often present for businesses trying to improve their business analytics and facilitate their digital transformation efforts?
So I would say that unstructured data, because it's usually not well labeled, and also since most of this is done manually or visually, it limits the scope on the complexity of problems that you can solve, because it's really difficult to extract meaningful information from the data. So if you're not able to say exactly where, when, and why events happen on equipment, it makes it really difficult to know where the pain points are and really what to focus on. So previously I mentioned that one of the sources of unstructured data was event data, so data that describes maintenance or failures. And traditionally, it's possible for the engineer to go in and put exactly where these events happened and what the failure mode was. But what we usually see is that the engineers, they're swamped. They have a lot to do. So they typically don't put the exact information, so they might put other for the case of the failure mode. And that makes it really difficult for me as a data scientist and also for an asset owner to understand where they have downtime and what it might be due to.
So if they're putting other, what's kind of the next step in that? Because you still have to figure out what the source of the problem is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I've seen traditionally with these types of data sources is they have another field, which is description or long text, where the engineer can put more context around the event and why it happened. And this is typically the way humans communicate. They would rather write out an explanation in sentences and explain what happened and why it happened, because they feel that maybe of the 10 categories that they have to choose from, then none of them adequately describe the problem. So what you could do is you could use classification algorithms. You might use clustering or topic mining to try and see what the failure modes were or what equipment was affected. There's a lot of clever ways that you could extract the data. You might also be able to use text mining if you can find some keywords in those text descriptions.
Given your experience and expertise, what approach would you recommend businesses use to tackle unstructured data?
So some of the things that we've been doing, if we look, for example, at the process and instrumentation diagrams, so these are diagrams that date back many decades, actually, but they could also be more recent. And depending on when they were created, they might be given to us as an image. So what we found works really well is using traditional image recognition, so trying to extract text, extract symbols, because then you can get information around the sensor IDs, equipment IDs that might be on each of these PDFs. You could also extract meaningful information about which sensors lie in relation to each other, so that you could build a digital process map. When it comes to event data, so like I mentioned, the work orders and failure notifications, text mining, classification, these are really great ways of augmenting the data set. And so I think with the audio, you can use the sound waveform and extract even more information about failures that might be occurring on your pump.
Okay. What technologies can businesses leverage to facilitate this approach?
Yeah, so I think there's quite a lot of technologies, especially now, that makes it possible to tackle unstructured data. One of them is machine learning. So using deep learning, image recognition, these classic text mining, clustering approaches, also cloud computing. So having the ability to look at larger data sources and perform your computations on them is a huge benefit.
Can you kind of go a little more in depth on some of these technologies?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we think about some of the machine learning algorithms that are out there that you could use for text data, one of them is clustering. So clustering is really useful for finding groups of similar text. And this would be particularly useful if you have millions and millions of maintenance records or failure notifications, and you're not entirely sure what the main topics are within them. So clustering could be used to find clusters of these events that might describe, for example, pumps or compressors or some other equipment. It could also be used to find failure modes. So it could be used to find groups of events that describe cavitation or groups of events that describe blocked discharge. So they look at similarity of words and the distribution, the placement of those words using clustering. A second one is just simple text mining. So looking for words that look similar to pump would be a way that you could mine for all of your events that contain the word pump. You could also use text mining to look for all of the different combinations of words that you know to describe a particular failure mode that you're interested in. And I think sometimes the simpler, the better. There's a lot of value in using what the engineers know. So if they know that there is a specific acronym that the engineers are always going to use to describe a failure mode, then you might use just text mining to find it. Another technology that is, I think, really powerful and really useful is this image recognition. So using optical character recognition on these process and instrumentation diagrams would be able to extract sensor IDs that lie in your process and instrumentation diagrams. It could also be used to find shapes. So if you know that your sensors are in circular shapes on this diagram, then you could identify all of the sensors on these drawings. You could also look for the figures that indicate pumps or compressors. And in that way, you could find the drawings that contain the information that you're particularly interested in.
What are some of the costs typically associated with this leg of digital transformation?
So I think that there is cost that comes in multiple forms. One of this might be the recurring infrastructure cost. So you need to set this up somewhere. So, for example, on the cloud, and that costs money. Also, the personnel cost. That might be internal engineering or external consultants like data engineers or data scientists. Model maintenance and management. So you need to be able to monitor your model performance and trigger retrain when model performance degrades. And I think finally, without a really clear idea of what you're going to solve, it's pretty difficult to extract value. And before embarking on your analytics journey, you really need to have a set of specific use cases that you want to look at. So, for example, for pumps, if you want to detect cavitation or detect block discharge, so that you limit the scope and improve the chance of success, because I think then you can justify the cost that you take on this digital transformation journey.
Well, that's a great look on how unstructured data relates to pumps and pumping technology. I just really want to thank you, Alexandra, for spending some time with us all the way over in Oslo, Norway. So appreciate you sharing your insights.
Thank you, Drew, so much for having me. It was really a pleasure.
Absolutely. And that will wrap up this edition of the Pumps and Systems podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, SoundCloud, and go to pumpsandsystems.com/podcast. Please leave a review and a rating. And until next time, we will talk to you guys soon.